The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
You did me wrong because I let you. Usually I like my situations beneficial. Doing something different.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything Autobots Rollout. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Kenny, by the way, is a transformer as well. He turns into a semi.
Oh!
That's right, yes. That's right.
Wow!
He's a long hauler.
Yeah!
If you can just, you guys, just call me Big Rig.
Yeah!
Hot.
Good morning.
Hot.
Oh, man, I'm just hoping to transform into a riding mower.
Okay.
I mean, well, very practical.
Lowered expectations.
Very much so.
Very practical. That's right. No one wants to mow the lawn like pushing it.
I would be very useful.
You would. Yeah. Oh, look, Alexis. She's,
yeah. She's a transformer that is a lawnmower.
That's
so good. Oh, my gosh.
I don't need a truck to transport anything. I just transform.
That's right.
Yeah.
Out of all the things for you to want to be as a transformer, you pick the lawnmower.
A riding one, a pretty cool one. I'm going to be blinged out, okay?
Okay, I want to be a Roomba.
What about you guys? A Roomba! Yeah! Yes!
If you want to put a cat on my back, let it ride around for fun, I'm fine with it.
We can be a team! I got the outside, you got the inside!
Jason?
Mobility scooter.
Yeah, there
That's
you
right.
go.
Oh, boy.
Wow. We're quite the foursome as far as transformers. That's a
yeah.
It's a new line of toys kids will absolutely not want to play with.
Pretty
yes.
much, yeah. We're the yeah. dream team yeah. for adults.
Right.
Oh, speaking of children, Chris Reavers from The Garage Logic, Kenny's dear friend of ours, a former colleague. He now works daily with Kenny over there on the Garage Logic podcast. I had to avoid his calls yesterday, Kenny. He was calling me because tonight
tonight I will be co-anchoring the Channel 9 Town Ball season finale in Faribault, where Chris Reaver's baseball team will actually be performing. Right. And
performing.
Sorry, not performing. Jason, sorry.
They've got their costumes on too.
Jazz hands. Here's my time step.
He's bringing an extra costume for you.
Give me baseball. It's a fun sport for everyone.
He's bringing an extra costume for you, Jace. That's what he said.
He told me, so he called me. I rolled him right into voicemail. I haven't even checked the message. Let me just see. Where is it? Let's see if he time. Something, but I'll come to the show. Okay, I wanted to make sure. Yeah, I wanted to make sure he does cuss a lot. So yeah, I didn't want to play it.
Yeah, like a sailor.
Yeah, so he's playing there, and here's the deal. Again, I didn't know, and I jokingly yelled at my bosses over here who kind of swindled me into this nonsense. They pulled me into their office, and they said, Jason, will you do town ball with us on Wednesday night? It's our finale. We would love to have you. And I said, fine, I'll do it, you know. Well, I didn't know. I thought, again, that I was just going to be like a special guest star, like Heather Locklear on Melrose Place or Betty White or Shelley Long on The Love Boat.
Yeah. I thought throw I was a pitch or something.
Well, yeah, I just thought, you know, the anchors would toss to me and it's like, oh, look, Faribault, there's a gay in the wild. And then I'm in the stands and it's like, hey. And then that's it. And then I go home.
Yeah.
But no, I'm anchoring the show. I didn't know that. I'm anchoring the 5 and the 6 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, okay. So that was a surprise to me. So I'm there, and then Reavers, so that was surprise one, and then Reavers told me that he is playing in the game and wants to put me in a uniform.
Yes!
And hold on a minute, he wants me to do something, some other nonsense that I will not be doing.
Is he going to help you put it on?
He goes, oh. You're going to wear, he goes, I hope so, yeah. If there's a God. Reverse sense.
You're on the air, Jason.
I'm sorry. Oh, whoops.
We're getting off air, Jason. Here.
Oh, I'm sorry. So Reverse sends me a text. He goes, what time are you going to be in Faribault tomorrow? I said, 4-ish. And then he goes, word. I guess that's straight boy language for something. And then I wrote,
yeah, 1998.
Yeah, he goes, word. And I wrote back, please wear tight uniform. Thanks. And he writes back, he goes, you are going to wear my road jersey tomorrow. It's going to be, and I don't even know what that is. He goes, it's going to be awesome. And you're going to be taking batting practice. I already cleared it with Alexis today. And I love that he cleared it with you.
We did talk about this. Yes. You'll fit into his jersey. It will be great.
Yeah.
He said he has a whole thing set up for you. So, yes, it's going to be a great. And also, the fair is going on there, too. So there's going to be a huge crowd, Jace. You're going to be in the uniform. He also, his team is really good.
Well, yeah. Okay. Here's what Reavers is missing. This is what I'm going to crush his dreams a little bit. I actually have to work. Like he's assigning me all of this stuff. I have to actually, unfortunately, prepare for the show that I'm doing. So he's like, I'm going to do this with you. We're going to do. I have to wear a Fox 9 thing. I'm like, he wants to put me in a dress me up like a gay paper
can't
doll.
You just wear a uniform.
Yeah,
come on,
it's festive.
Fox 9.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I love
you can
that
maybe wear it after.
I love that Chris was assigning, like, just filling, like, scheduling me for things. I'm like, Chris, I'm there to actually, unfortunately, do a job. I said,
can you tell your bosses at Fox that it was cleared by me?
I'll see if that works. Yeah.
This is the reason why you need a quick change. You're going to have to quick change, and he's going to have to help.
Oh, right.
Again, if there's a God, please.
What we do is we ignore him. First, we ask, what do you want us to do, Chris? And he'll go on and on and on and on. And when he's done, we'll go, so what do you want us to do? And we do that about three times. And then we tell him what we're going to do, and he gets really mad. And then we're like, do what now, Chris? Now, what was it you wanted us to do? And we just, you just keep on. And finally, he'll just get so mad at you that he stops talking. And that's always the goal.
Oh, perfect.
Just, yeah, make him okay. So angry that he can't even speak.
Perfect.
And then you know you've reached the perfect, and then you can do the show. Everything's fine.
Everything's good.
Yeah.
Well, it's tonight. If you're in the Faribault area, and Alexis just said there's a fair going on, so come down to the, I don't even know where I'm going. There's a ballpark there, I guess, in Faribault. No. If you're around.
I'm so nervous.
I know. Are you kidding me?
I wish I could go. I would love to see this.
Colin isn't even going. He's like, where are we going? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
So come down and see us today.
It's I-35.
What time
just
is
Just go
it?
South on I-35.
It's tonight. I have to be there. The producer, who doesn't know me, bless her heart, she emailed me. She says, we would like you there at 3. And I go, no.
No.
I shan't be there at 3.
What the hell?
I'm like, I don't need 2 hours to prep. I'm fine. I'll
5 p.m. Yeah.
It's like,
what is this, a Kiss concert? Come on,
man. I said, no, I'll be there. I'll be there at probably 4-ish. But no, she's really nice. And I'm actually, you know me, I'm being a smartass. I'm excited. This is fun. And the weather's supposed to be nice. So, and I get to see Chris Reavers in a baseball uniform. So, hey, it's a win-win-win. That's a home run for me.
I really wish we could have you on the podcast when Reavers is there so you could take part in the Screw with Reavers session.
Chris Reavers. Sorry, he just texted me, Rice County Fairgrounds.
Rice County.
Because he gave me his phone number yesterday.
Oh, that's where we... that's
where
you're
going to be.
That's where I guess we're going to be. The Rice County Fairgrounds, everybody. Today.
With the fair.
I don't even know what time the game starts. But come see Reavers in a baseball, you know, a baseball costume. Come see me.
It's a uniform, Jason.
It's fine. That's tonight. There we go.
You might like his other teammates, too, because they are, like, they played for the major leagues.
Wait a minute. I thought they were kids.
No. No, they're men.
Wait a minute.
These are men.
Ball is men?
Yeah. Who do you think were Reavers teammates?
I thought he was the coach.
Like Reavers,
I thought
and
he
like,
was a coach of kids.
No, he's actually playing.
No, he plays. No, yeah,
he might be the manager. I don't know, or the coach, whatever.
Dawn, we just blew Dawn's mind. No, they're adult. They're grown men.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, down in Missouri, we do softball. Everybody does softball as adults.
So remember Napoleon Dynamite and Uncle Rico? I could throw a football over that mountain.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
That's what these guys are.
Oh, okay.
They're guys
that's
that are
great.
Reliving
awesome.
Their youth. Yeah. They never really grew up. Yeah.
We got it. We're
and they all
right.
have they all have drinking problems too.
Oh God. Come out and see him at the Rice County.
We gotta go, but I love our My Talkers. They know how dumb I am, and they're all sending me maps to get to Faribault. Panda tweeted literally a Google map for me. Thank you, Panda. Michelle is telling me exactly where to go. Michelle, bless her heart, wants to know if I should sneak in a vodka soda for me.
Sure.
Absolutely, Michelle.
Yes, Michelle.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, that's tonight. We'll be back after this.
Hey, ladies, want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy, the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at Hughes-Dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist, too. Again, that's Hughes-Dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk. And streaming around the world at mytalk1071.com and on our app. I'm Jason, Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. On this Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. Ooh, Lord, everyone had fun yesterday. Especially the late night guys with Bezos and his rocket that was shaped like a penis.
Oh, yes, my it was.
Yeah.
5, 4, command engine start.
It was. If you look, I was so caught up in the coolness of it yesterday, I didn't even recognize the shape of it. But anyway, take a good look at. Yeah.
Go to Google and enter magic wand. I probably don't have to tell the other two participants in the show about the magic wand, but Jason.
Oh my goodness!
Harry Potter, I like a magic wand at Hogwarts.
No, not
that
quite.
That is literally Jeff Bezos' space vehicle.
Yeah, my magic wand. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, we were wondering. I can't unsee
magic
that.
Wand.
Yeah. Oh man,
we cannot unsee that. Yeah,
I have like this search lock on in the studio, and it doesn't give me everything. I don't know how to turn that off. Who did that?
Julia.
Oh,
no, in here. Lawyers. Julia doesn't come in here.
That's right, Julia.
The lawyers.
We need to look at things too.
HR.
Yeah.
Producers. Come on.
Why is it? It's not over here. I can Google it. You know, I can show you here if you want to see.
You can order one now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can order one.
How much are they here?
$99 on Amazon.
Oh, there you go.
Somebody tweet me how to turn off search lock.
Yeah, someone tweeted on.
It's really annoying because it takes a long time to load everything. And anyway.
Oh. But we got reaction from inside the capsule because that's what we were kind of wondering about yesterday, right, yes. Don?
Well, I mean, this was really fun because TMZ released footage from inside what they released to us. And, you know, it's just them having a good time. I don't know if you've watched it, but some of the audio is just, they're floating around. There's no big grand message.
Really?
Richard Branson had, where he was like, this is a monumental event for children to be inspired. No, they're just having a blast.
Yeah, he had a straight up motivational speech up there.
Yeah, Branson was like, I mean, hi mom, like they're just having, they know it's only 3 minutes, so they're going to have fun. You know what I mean?
Was that the 82-year-old saying hi to her mom?
You know what? I'm not sure.
Like
it sounded like it.
Oh, wow.
And they're passing a ping pong ball around. You know, they're playing catch. They're, Bezos at one point takes, Wally, the 90 or the 83-year-old, and just they're looking out the window together. And it's like, they're just, I don't know. It just was better than Richard Branson's. Every time I look at things, it's just like, this one was better.
Oh, way better. Way better.
You can find that on TMZ, and we can probably put it on our show links page.
Yes.
Yeah, it's in the grid there for
that.
You.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
I love it.
I will add it right now.
I know. Everyone was making fun of it, and, you know, social media rewards, you know, when people, when they pile on. I get the reasons why. Amazon wages and all that stuff. I get it. It's important, but I was caught up in the coolness of it, if I could be a little sophomoric. I was caught up in I don't know. Again, I'm a kid of the 80s. I'm a kid of the space shuttles. And it was just awesome to see. And especially for that woman, for the 82-year-old. How great is that? What a great human story there.
It was amazing how many people in my life really didn't care.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they were pretty adamant about it, too. Their tweets were kind of all in caps and lots of emojis, flaming eyes, you know, that type of thing. I'm like, wow.
Maybe do you think it was younger people?
Yeah, mostly younger people.
Because Brittany hosted the show with Donna yesterday, and she was like, what about global warming and who cares? You know, and I was like, oh, maybe it's because we are older and we love the space program. We get so emotional because
Kenny is having a cardiac arrest over
no,
here.
No, I mean it's just
funny.
No, I mean
what about global warming.
I don't know what she said, but you know she's a dear, she's a sweetie, kids. But it just reflected like, oh, she does not have this history like we do, and I, you know, Don and I were telling her like, okay, we watched the space shuttle explode when we were kids, and so every time something goes up into space, it was we were in a classroom. They hauled in the audio visual, you know, TV and the VCR, and it was like the world was little kids were watching. So that was such an emotional thing that like we were traumatized. So we get nervous and we get excited about space flight when they're like, whatever, space flight, it's expensive.
This is what humankind does. Humankind progresses. And what you see and what you've seen here in the last few weeks with these three rich knuckleheads whipping it out and throwing it on the table and comparing sizes.
Yeah, this is progression. You're right.
And this will further the world and technology and everything else. That's what we're seeing.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing.
The invention of the automobile, the invention of the tractor. It's progress is what it is.
But the problem
depends
is,
on who you ask,
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Whether if we should even be going up there in the first place. I mean, that's what I thought was the most interesting as I'm like looking at not only the jokes about the shape of the shuttle and, you know, that he went up for like 5 minutes and came
like,
right down,
cares?
You know,
yeah
like
the big deal.
This has been done before. Who cares type of thing. But yeah, I mean, I think we're all in the camp of, wow, this is something cool and maybe discover more.
Because I think
amazing.
People
I love it.
And I think it is a product of social media. You know, I think you are blinded because I agree with everything Kenny said, but all of that is blinded and covered by the headline of two douchebag millionaires.
Yeah.
People can't see past. And I mean that, and I'm not faulting people like Brittany, but they can't see past that to see the advantages that will come from this.
Yep.
I don't care about those
problems
two
knuckleheads. Here on Earth still.
Yeah, but that's a false.
Oh no!
I'm just saying
it's just so interesting to see the different reactions. I think for us, I thought everyone was going to be like, "Whoa, this is so cool!"
Because you could have said that in the '60s when we went to the moon the first time.
Of course,
the '60s.
Yeah.
I mean, there were horrible problems going on in '60s, the civil rights movement. Anyway, but there's not going to be a perfect time to do any of these things. So it's a false.
Because the world is always going to be an S show.
Yes.
Right.
So you can't say,
so we
gotta
get off of here at some point, don't we?
You know, and remember, they give a lot of money to charity, and all of these knuckleheads employ a whole bunch of people, putting a whole bunch of money back into the economy. And you know, come on.
Yeah. I can see past the knuckleheads is my overall point.
Yeah,
I see past them.
Too. I don't even think about it.
No, I don't. I see that kid that everyone interviewed yesterday that was like crying that he was so excited. Mm-hmm. That's who I'm thinking about. That we need so many more kids interested in science.
Yes.
That I hope yesterday sparked a little kid in Utah or a little kid in Florida or North Carolina to go, I want to do that. Because those are the kids that will ultimately make our world better.
Yeah, you they'll be able to take us to Mars where we're eventually going to have to live.
Earth 3, where Kenny is.
Right, so whatever the next thing is,
you're
we
not
don't even
welcome
know.
Here.
Whatever.
No, there's nobody's allowed on Earth 3. Beat it, all of you.
Whatever.
You beat it.
You three and Brittany, get away from me.
Oh,
this is my little cabin
free
on Earth
Brittany.
3.
7:31. We'll be back with Would You Rather right after this.
Call me when you need.
Prince Harry's new book, A Truth-Telling Expedition, or is he flipping the middle finger out to all of us or his family? Lex has that coming up in a little bit. But right now, welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm Talk Radio 71, everything entertainment, everything. It's all been a dream. It is July 21st, 2021. Let's do this.
It's time to make a choice. Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather.
Yeah.
A little pizzazz at the bottom of it. Okay, please play at home with your family and your friends. If you have any of those.
Aw. Your cat or dog.
Your cat, yeah.
Uh-oh, Kenny's laughing again.
Would you rather have incredibly strong fingers or an incredibly strong sense of smell?
No, fingers.
Fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can do good with your fingers.
Yeah.
And to smell, I mean, I don't know. Oh. That's kind of a disadvantage sometimes. You don't want to smell certain stinks.
Oh, yeah. What someone
you,
around
what
here
if you
was...
had both?
No.
What if you had both? Strong fingers and...
Oh, stop it, Kenny! You're naughty! Naughty!
You're such a creep today.
Jason has no idea what you're talking about.
I don't. You don't?
I'm Lex is very right. This is a kingdom I've never entered. Yes.
It's just my goal to mess with Lex today. Yeah. That's all I want to do because she's running
me?
On about 15 minutes of sleep.
Oh, sure. That's true.
You're going to get me good today. You already have, you guys.
Woof. Oh, God. Oh. I'm doing fingers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Would you stop it, Kenny? Would
I was
you?
Thinking about rock climbing and how good I would be.
Oh yeah, yes. And massaging. Oof.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking about. Man. Actually, is massage.
Playing the piano. What is that called? Do you hit a mole? No.
Whack-a-mole.
You whack a mole. You hold
whack-a-mole.
On to that mallet. Ooh.
I love that that's the first thing that's coming to your mind with your strong-ass fingers.
The aggressive piano player.
Yeah. Lex will be a hit at every county fair.
A really good milker, man.
That's right.
Oh, that's
she's
right.
Quality. Pull and tug or pull and squeeze or whatever.
Squeeze and pull.
Here we go. Squeeze and pull.
Yeah. It's those
name
donkeys.
Of my autobiography. Here we go. Would you rather... be a giraffe with a sore neck problem or a hippo that's allergic to mud?
Oh.
I love this one.
I don't like to have a sore neck, so I'll be a hippo allergic to mud. And I'm so mad I'll just eat everything that I see because they're vicious.
Yeah, they are.
They just go through the weeds and just eat and eat.
Vicious animals.
And they
yes.
just lay down in the grass.
Oh. They're mean and, oh, God, they're mad. They're vicious, vicious creatures.
Yeah, I think I'd do the same. Yeah, I don't want a sore neck. That's the worst.
No.
Yeah.
Just get in a swimming pool.
I'm going giraffe. You can always find a tree or something to rub up against to soothe your aching neck. Yeah, I'm going giraffe.
You got those strong fingers, so.
I wrote a story as a kid about a giraffe that had a lot of problems going through doorways and all these things because of his long neck. And then he finally got... a car with a sunroof, and then that's the end, is that he's just riding down the road with his neck out, his whole
head. Simon and Schuster ever get a hold of that?
Oh, wow.
I should give my boyfriend, the children's book author, that idea.
You should, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm being a hippo, because no one messes with the hippo. I just kind of leave him alone.
We'll all be hippos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather have three hands... or three legs?
No, God. Kenny, don't do it.
What, you already got that?
This has been Would You Rather.
And we're closed for the day. Thanks for coming, everyone. No coming back from that one. Okay, what time is it? Looky here. It's perfect. And now let me quickly tell you, though, about listener rewards. My Talk listener rewards, enter to win a $150 Visa gift card. Plus, you can get gift cards to EverEve, Punch Pizza, Crisp and Green, and more. Sign up for listener rewards at mytalk107wooden.com. What's the real deal with Prince Harry's book? Alexis has that when we come back. They count me out time and time again. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1 and MyTalk107.1.com. Coming up a little bit later today, Donna and Steve, Colleen and Bradley, and Lori and Julia. It's all right here on My Talk. Prince Harry's writing a book and kind of wondering, what's the real deal, right, Lex? What's the dealio? Tell us.
Yeah, look, I've been really thinking about this book, well, ever since, well, we heard about it after the interview that he's been writing for at least a year with a ghostwriter about his life. And then, you know, recently we heard he got a $20 million advance for the book. Mm. And it should come out late next year. And I'm kind of vacillating between I'm so intrigued, I can't wait to read this, to what is really going on with this? Because I wonder if he's really thinking of some of the consequences of, and maybe he's also already experiencing some of them because of the interview with Oprah. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of like, I'm already in, so I might as well just like really throw the doors open and just reveal everything. So maybe that's the mindset. And also he is telling his truth. So there is that I kind of am like, rah, rah, you're awesome. But then at the same time, I feel like maybe this is kind of an F you to your family. And it's just deepening that. And at some point, maybe he just doesn't care about that relationship, or maybe I have a completely different view of what this book will be. I know he says that it's my truth, it's my story. I've worn a lot of hats. It's not just the prince the princedom that I was born into, but like the man that I've become. Here's my story. Here's my mistakes. Here's the lessons I've learned. Oh. But I can't imagine being a family member and thinking, what is going to be in that book?
Oh, yeah.
So are you more on the side of Harry with this, or are you more on the side of the family?
This is the angst right now that I'm feeling of, I can see both sides. And also, if I was in his position, like, he's already left, right? He's not, he's part of the family, but yeah, he's like, I don't want to be royalty anymore. I have my family here. We're doing our own thing. But you're not really necessarily, you are doing your own thing, but you're also still benefiting from that as well. So it's kind of like, I'm straddled in between of both. And I'm sure he feels that way too.
Do you think he's just trying to maintain his lifestyle and like get the money from it, because he doesn't have any more money coming in from them? He has the money that his mother
right. So there's that too.
Him.
That's where the FU might come in a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, how much was the deal with Netflix? Sorry, no
follow-up questions. Like $100 million, I think.
Okay, so that's a lot. Yeah, because this is $20 million in advance of $20 million.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's
so
he'll probably get some of the profits.
Sure,
if it reaches a certain quota type thing.
You know, it is. You have to be, if you decide to be in the real world, you have to make money somehow. So maybe he doesn't think $100 million is enough.
I get, well, and then, but look, Meghan Markle has her children's book out too. I'm sure that made a lot of money. So is this a money situation? I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'm going to play severe devil's advocate.
Sure.
And that is this. I think it is, and I'm not saying this about you, Lex.
Yeah.
I think, in this hot take world we live in, when we all kind of look, we get paid for our hot takes, but everyone has to have a hot take. And usually we're looking for the worst in that person because that's what's going to get clicks and likes and all that stuff. Your social media rewards, basically, bad behavior.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose to look at this as, I think it is a young man who has seen his life, his family's life, the narrative of his life and his family's life taken away from him. And I think this is a way for him to control and to take back the story of his life and who he is. I think for someone like Harry, everyone else has kind of defined who he is, who his mother is, what his relationships are like, what his values are. And I think for him, and I got this from that interview with Oprah, I think that is a big problem for him. I think he does, and I think that's from his mother. His mother obviously struggled with
big time
the perception, with the press's depiction of her. I think this book and that interview is his way of taking back some of his power and taking back...
telling his own story.
Yes, taking back his own truth.
Yeah.
And I know, look, I know that it's... It's easy to be skeptical and just assume that everyone is doing things for the wrong reasons. I really strongly believe that that's what the book is about, and I think that's initially what the Oprah interview was about.
Money, just like, I think, when it's hot too.
I think. Well, yeah, but you know, we can't even say that, Lex, because just like, you know, the magazine covers, this book has been in the works for years, so he had no idea that the iron was going to be hot. So critics of him can't even say that he's doing the book to capitalize on the Oprah interview. He had no idea the Oprah interview probably wasn't even booked.
Oh, absolutely. But the timing had to have coordinated. Now you know this is the time to release it. So for sure, you might have already been writing it, but
yes,
this is the time. If
you're gonna release it. I look. I choose to not.
How about if you're Prince Williams?
William.
Your Prince William. or William's take. What do you think he's feeling?
I understand how the family, and they have every right to be bothered by what was said in the Oprah interview. But as much as Harry's living his truth and is choosing to live it out loud, William has a right to not, and he can't. I mean, he can't.
He said in the Oprah interview, he's stuck.
He's trapped.
His brother's stuck.
And dad, yeah.
He can't.
So as much as I defend Harry, I can't begrudge William for being irritated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
There's a lot
have a choice.
It's not black and white.
He does not
have a choice.
I don't think either of them are bad gentlemen. I really don't. I think William's frustrations with Harry and how Harry's are valid because of the circumstances William is in.
Right.
And I think Harry's position is extremely valid. And I love that line right there. There are very few things. I mean, it isn't black and white. It isn't. These types of family traumas and dramas, they're rarely black and white. There's not a guy with a black cowboy hat and a white cowboy hat. There's a lot of gray area, and I think there's a lot of gray area with this. But of course, on Twitter, you can't find gray area. You gotta, you know, well, he's an opportunist. Harry's an opportunist, and Meghan's not. No, I think there's the truth is in the middle somewhere.
Well, I think you're right.
Why am I being so rational?
He's trying to control the narrative. I think you're right, Jason.
Yeah. Because think about that family. Think about
They're not support.
And I think he's a new generation, and I think it's all Diana. I think he saw what happened to his mom and how his mom was portrayed, how his family's been portrayed, and he's like, this generation doesn't put up with that S. And then he's like, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to control this. You're not going to write books about my mom. I'm going to write a... Before you can write a book about me, I'm going to write a book about me. So,
absolutely. And I do want to read it.
Girl, I will too. And I don't even get that fascinated by the royals, but I will now. When we come back, Scream pop culture trivia after these words.